champ is here.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Oh my God, the NFL is back! Hello and welcome everybody to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings.com. I'm Bill Enright, joined by Anthony Grace. He is the PPR monster. And we are just a few hours away from kickoff for the 2014 NFL season. Anthony, this is what we've been waiting for all the way since last December when fantasy football ended.
We've been waiting, and now it's here. And I'm just so excited. I don't even have words right now. I'm just waiting, man. A few more hours, and we're going to be in heaven once again for the next 17 weeks.
The season kicks off with the Green Bay Packers taking on the reigning Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Fantasy football drafts are done. It is now time to set your lineups. And, hey, it is a different ballgame when we are in season mode. Bye weeks, matchups, injuries, recent performances, they all come into play. We want you to avoid the start and sit decision headaches. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6, helping you with your lineup decisions. So give us a call, 855-728-7500. You email us, webradio@patriots.com, and you can also hit us up on Twitter, @FFChamps. Gentlemen, I know it was a crazy Labor Day weekend. We weren't on Thursday. We weren't on this past Tuesday. I know a lot of fantasy drafts were taking place. Kevin, I know you had your fantasy draft that we were going back and forth a little bit on Skype.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun.
How did you guys do coming out of the weekend?
I think I did okay, but I thank you very much for giving me some of your time the other night.
Yeah.
It was funny,
man.
It was actually a lot of fun.
My brother was next to me. I was
kind of picking your brain as I went.
Yeah, I was doing my own draft. My brother was next to me doing his first ever fantasy draft, and then I was helping you on Skype. So I had, you know, three different drafts all processing.
Yeah, you kept telling me to cool it, per usual.
I get
a little excited when my clock is running, Bill.
You were sending me, like, a Skype message and then hitting enter and then a question mark and hitting enter and a question mark and hitting enter.
That's how I roll.
It was a lot going on.
Too many. I got to just write one paragraph instead.
Yeah. But listen, that's it. Fantasy drafts are done. We are now in season mode. Week one is here. We want to help everyone with their start and sit questions. If you have a question for us already, hit us up on email, webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 855-728-7500. And I have to mention that Fantasy Football Champs is presented by DraftKings. Daily fantasy gives us a great chance to win real money every single week. Guess what? There's $5 million in cash prizes just for week one, guys. $5 million just for this weekend. We were scheduled to have a contest for our Patriots.com listeners, but since we were off the air last Thursday and this Tuesday, we're going to postpone that contest to week two, give some more people some time to enter that awesome contest. You'll be able to get in on the action. You'll play against Kevin, Anthony, myself, and all the rest of the listeners here, and you'll be able to win some real money. You'll get a free subscription to FF Champs. You'll have access to our weekly rankings, our waiver wire articles, and our one-on-one advice. FFChamps.com/Pats to get the free membership and entry into our exclusive contest that's going to be happening next week. So go to FFChamps.com/Pats, and we'll hook you up. Anthony, we got some news and notes to get to. Injury reports. You know, probably one of my least favorite things about this job is just going through the injuries each and every week and trying to figure out who's going to play, who's questionable, who's missing practice, what does it all mean. You know, there's some guys like Andre Johnson who won't practice all week, but then he'll be active for Sunday. And then there's some guys that practice all week, and then they won't be active. Probably one of the most frustrating parts of the job, but we do it so we can help out our listeners. You know, it's a little bit of a headache, not so much heading into week one, but certainly in the weeks to come.
Yeah, it's the grunt work of the job, man. It's the one thing you kind of don't look forward to doing, checking on injuries, because it's depressing. If nothing else, it just makes you sad, too, looking at these guys who aren't going to play big names. I mean, got a couple names to get to, but Cam Newton, probably one of the bigger names this week, who's not going to play due to injury. Well, we don't know if he's going to play. That's what we're talking about, but
right.
He's the biggest name out there injured, and, you know, the team around him, he's in for a long year, I really think, this year down in Carolina there.
One of the great things that we do at FF Champs is with our rankings, I have a questionable doubtful, out, if someone's ruled out already. I have that all embedded into our ranking. So a guy like Cam Newton, I can highlight him red. I can put him as questionable. And then when you're looking at our weekly rankings and you're trying to figure out who to start, you at least know ahead of time that, well, oh, okay, I might have to get a backup quarterback this week if Cam Newton doesn't play.
Got to be on top of things, man. If you're not on top of your waiver wires, you're not going to win your league. So, yeah, pay attention to your starters. I mean, big names like that, obviously, you know, there's a lot of buzz about them on all the networks. You're going to see something about them. But even for those smaller name guys you might be looking at for your flex, I mean, you got to keep an eye on everybody. Can't just be watching those big name guys in your favorite team. Watch everybody.
Right. Like Lance Moore, like Kenny Stills literally just downgraded to out within, you know, the last 5 minutes of us being on air. So all I have to do is I just go on to our rankings, I list him as out, and that's it. He automatically disappears from the weekly cheat sheet, and no one has to worry about trying to figure out if they're going to start Lance Moore, Kenny Stills this week. I keep saying Lance Moore because he's the next guy that I have to downgrade here.
Yeah, he's not Kenny Stills, man. That's a sad situation, but hopefully, you know, he'll come back strong next week. He was one of those guys that was looking positive coming into this year, and another target for Drew Brees, so... You know, I think he'll be all right throughout the season, but you're right. You never know when something's going to pop up. I mean, people are practicing all week, you know, into today, and someone could pull something and be out for Sunday to today. You never know.
Yeah. Well, what I like about Kenny Stills being out is that's great news for Brandon Cooks, who
it
I
is
plan
good news
on
for
using.
Brandon Cooks.
Plan on using him in a couple leagues.
Hey, even if Kenny Stills is playing, Brandon Cooks is doing work, man. That guy.
There you go.
He's a lightning bolt. Just watching him run is so. I'll just watch him run all day. That is so much fun.
All right, so news and notes here. We have Wes Welker suspended for 4 games. Apparently he was taking the drug MDMA, as the kids call it today, Molly. It's a form of ecstasy. Suspended for 4 games. And who do you think benefits from Welker being out?
It's got to be Emmanuel Sanders, right? I mean, Peyton Manning's going to look for the Thomases first, you know, Julius and Demarius, but... Wes Welker being out, Emmanuel Sanders has to be that guy. They brought him in to take Eric Decker's place in case something did go wrong. But, you know, the Broncos apparently knew about this for a little while, so they were prepared. Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders is going to be okay. You know, the question I've been getting is, who should I pick up off the waiver wire between Caldwell, you know, Lattimore, stuff like that. But, you know, when Wes Welker was hurt last year, they brought in Jacob Tammy to play the slot for a while. So, you know... It's hard to say, even someone like Caldwell or Lattimore, they're not going to get many touches no matter what because Bateman has got those other 3 guys to look at, plus Monte Ball. So
now, when we say Wes Welker's suspended for the first 4 games, you have to keep in mind that he's not playing this week, not playing week 2, not playing week 3. The Broncos have a bye in week 4, so that doesn't count toward his 4-game suspension. He
right.
then is suspended for that 4th game in week 5. So we are not going to see Wes Welker until week 6.
Yeah.
That's almost half the season.
It is. But you know what? I mean, being concussion prone, maybe this helps him more than anything. Get a little healthier. You know, who knows? That's the positive, I guess, we can try and take away from this. But if you're a Wes Welker owner, man, you got to be really, really upset with what he did.
Anthony, you mentioned Cam Newton is a game-time decision for the Carolina Panthers with a rib injury. You and I are both pretty down on Cam for 2014. If you had to guess, well, you might be actually looking at the outline, so let's ask Kevin this question. Kevin, if you had to guess, who is the Carolina Panthers' backup quarterback?
That's a good question. Let me think. They were we played them in preseason, so I should know this.
You got 3 seconds.
It's the dude from Cleveland, right?
Yes,
Anderson?
Correct.
Anderson. There you go.
Good guess. Good job, Kev.
Thank you. I would have never known that if we didn't play them in preseason because he played a lot. So.
That's right. Derek Anderson is the backup quarterback for Cam Newton. Jimmy Clausen, of course, is now playing for the Chicago Bears. Remember when the Panthers drafted Clausen pretty early, right?
Oh, my
second
God.
Round?
Yeah,
first pick in the second round?
That was one of those picks where you saw and you're just like, really? I don't know how this is going to go. And, well, it's pretty much gone that way so far for him.
Yeah, so Cam Newton is a game-time decision for the Panthers with a rib injury. Tom Brady, Kevin, what's going on? Tom Brady not at practice today?
Yeah, the speculation is running rampant today.
What?
As to why. Well, now, the operative phrase here is that he wasn't present for the media portion of practice.
Okay.
So that's like 15 minutes at the start.
Well,
so
I heard that his jersey was still hanging up in his locker.
Could have been.
As in it never moved.
That very well could be. I think he's missed practices before, so it doesn't shock me. But before the season opener is a little intriguing.
Yeah.
But I don't have we went through some theories today, and one might be that it was it's kind of the going back to school day today in Massachusetts. And so that might be maybe one of his kids was going back to school or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one.
Me neither, but we were just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it stuck because we have no idea what's going on. He did his usual press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
He looked fine.
Fine.
And something tells me if he was hurt, he probably wouldn't be speaking to the media.
Right.
So we all have no idea what's going on.
All right. So Tom Brady, it's an interesting situation. Developing story there with Brady not at practice today for the Pats. Obviously, we're not worried about that. We still have Brady ranked in the – I think we have him in – at number 11 this week on our weekly rankings, only because Miami defense is still pretty good, and for whatever reason, the Pats don't always play that well down there in Miami, do they?
They do not.
No, they never do, except for the last time, Bill, that the Pats opened the season in Miami was 2011, and it was their season opener on Monday
Night
Football.
Oh, that was a big game. I remember that game. Yeah, Chad Henne had over like 450 yards, right?
Yeah, Tom was like 517 and four touchdowns. And Welker had a 99-yard touchdown
that game. To win it, yep. I sure remember that. That was awesome. That was a good way to set the tone that year.
That was his pre-Molly days.
Yeah, pre-Molly. By the way, just so I don't forget, at the end of the show, we have to do our Super Bowl predictions because no games have started yet, and we always do them every year. So we have to do that at the end of the show. I don't know, someone write that down and remind me, or someone call us and remind us, or email us, or tweet us, or something. We have to do the Super Bowl prediction at the end of the show. Sticking with the news and notes here, how about Michael Crabtree, Ant? Questionable with a calf injury. You know, he's a guy that just gets me very frustrated because he was bothered by a hamstring all preseason. Tore his Achilles last year. Now he's bothered by a calf injury, and we don't know if he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, this is one of those guys where if you go running back heavy in your draft to begin, you're grabbing him late third round, early fourth round, hoping he can, you know, be a number one type receiver for you, and his problems start already, you know. I think throughout the season he's going to be okay, and maybe they hold him out playing a team like Dallas that is really, really horrific on defense, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got enough weapons where they can still win that game, so maybe letting him sit this first week isn't the worst plan. But, you know, once it starts, especially a receiver with having leg problems, you never know where it's going to go for the rest of the season.
If he can just stay healthy, we know he can be productive, but without him in the lineup, this affects Colin Kaepernick. It affects Frank Gore. It affects, you know, Vernon Davis. It's pretty significant here. And like you said, really weak defense with the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it helps someone like Vernon Davis because look what, you know, Vernon Davis last year scoring 13 touchdowns. If Michael Crabtree is healthy all year, he's not doing that. So,
right. That's true.
You know, it's going to benefit someone like Vernon Davis and maybe even Frank Gore, someone who if they do get a big lead, they're just going to chew up clock and Frank Gore is going to get touch after touch after touch in this game, I think.
Last news and note of the day is Josh Gordon, Cleveland Browns wide receiver, one of our favorite from 2013, is now working as a car salesman in the city of Cleveland.
Josh Gordon, I don't even know what to say about that. I saw that story last night, I think, and I just started laughing. I mean, there's nothing you can really say. Good luck, buddy. I mean, hopefully they're not Kias and you make a good commission. That's all I can really say to him.
You know, it's good that he's at least staying in Cleveland and you know, staying with the local community, and I applaud him for that. He was denied the right to go to the Canadian Football League. I would have liked to have seen him do something football related, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see him play up there in the CFL. I mean, you know, what kind of league they are. They like to throw the ball around, very offensive. But, you know, on Cleveland's part, I can't blame them for, you know, not letting him go up there. They don't want him to get hurt. So sell some cars and, you know, don't hurt yourself that way.
All right, so, Anthony, Thursday night football. It is back. 2014 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Seahawks and the Packers. Let's jump into this game. I want everyone to keep in mind commandment number 10. Start your studs. I'm going to say it a few more times. Start your studs, start your studs, start your studs. Okay? I guarantee someone will email us or call us or tweet us or something will happen and they'll ask us if Aaron Rodgers or Eddie Lacy or someone else that is playing against a tough defense over the weekend should be in their lineup. And I'm just going to either I'm going to shake my head in pity or I'm just going to say, hey, man, you got to start your studs, depending on the mood I'm in. But that's one of our commandments. It's commandment number 10. You always start your studs. So tonight, we know the Seattle Seahawks have a great defense, probably the best in the NFL. But Ant, Rodgers, Lacy, Nelson, Randall Cobb, all got to be good to go, right?
You can't sit them. You just can't do it. I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's got a tough matchup. Eddie Lacy, he's got a tough matchup. But you didn't spend a first-round pick on these guys to let them sit on the bench, especially for the first week of the year.
Right.
You got to at least have a little bit of faith. Now, look, if Aaron Rodgers has a bunch of down games in a row, not looking healthy, all right, fine. You know, I'll give you a few weeks into the year. But week one, you do not sit any of your studs. Basically, whoever you drafted rounds 1 through 6 or 1 through 7, whoever you drafted to be your starters, should be your starters. Exactly.
Yeah.
The first week, that's who you're starting. No questions asked. That's it. You drafted them first. You're starting them the first week. End of story.
There you go. Now, for the Seattle Seahawks, not as much firepower as the Green Bay Packers, but still pretty solid trio here with Russell Wilson at QB. We have him at number 7 this week, only because the Packers defense is so bad. We got Marshawn Lynch, who I think should go crazy tonight. And then we got Percy Harvin, Seattle Seahawks. Remember, we only saw him in one regular season game last year, saw him again in the Super Bowl, but I'm excited to watch Percy open things up tonight with the reigning Super Bowl champs.
Oh, man, if Percy Harvin stays healthy, he's going to be a fun guy to watch. I mean, in Minnesota, he was great, and what he did in the Super Bowl last year was great to watch. So Russell Wilson's got a good target in him as long as he can stay healthy, and if he can, this could be a team that can make another run deep into the playoffs, which is, you know, not very common this time of, you know, this day and age in football. It's once you win a Super Bowl, you kind of take a step back, but Seattle's got, like you said, the defense to keep moving forward, and the offense looks like it's only getting stronger this year.
Now, we have a commandment number 10 is start your studs. I have the whole stud list. We break it down into super studs and borderline studs. I have that list in front of me. But we have 4 callers on the line already, so we're not going to get to the stud list right away. So if you want to give us a call, now's the time to do it. 855-728-7500. We'll do the stud list later. Because our first caller of the day is from Central America or South America. I never know where Colombia is, but
it's South America.
Matt, South America, okay. We got Matt in Colombia. What's going on, buddy?
Hola, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
now,
up, man?
Anthony, you got to realize that I joke with him every year that he's really in South America, but he's really just in Colombia, Connecticut. Is that right, Matt?
That's right. You guys got it. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm in a unique situation this year with this league. We start 8. And I can start 1 to 3 wide receivers and 1 to 3 running backs.
Right.
Now, I'm definitely starting. I got Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall. And I'm thinking about either starting Eric Decker as my 3rd wide receiver. For running backs, I got Jokey Bell, Le'Veon Bell, Jeremy Hill, Devin McCluster, and C.J. Spiller. I definitely want to start Le'Veon Bell because he's a stud, obviously. I was debating on starting Jokey Bell instead of Eric Decker, but I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I love Jokey Bell this year. I think you should absolutely play him. To me, over Decker, I have no problem doing that. Giants' run defense is really weak. They're without a middle linebacker. I think it's Jokey Bell all the way.
Yeah, agreed. Jokey Bell. I mean, this is going to be one of those games I really think that is going to get out of control with Detroit scoring a lot of points, and Jokey Bell is going to get a lot of touches in that garbage time kind of deal, and, you know, touches equal yards. Yards equal points.
There you go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Matt. Best of luck to you. Let's
move adios
to Dan in Wisconsin. He's in a 12-team PPR league. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, question is for wide receiver, and I know I just heard you preaching about starting your studs, so don't shake your head at me.
Uh-oh. Come on, Dan. What do you got for us?
Right?
Don't ask it. Don't even bother asking if you're going to bench Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb. I'll hang up on you right now.
I'm even calling from Wisconsin, and I'm asking.
What are you doing to me? Don't do it. Not the second caller of the day. You're setting the tone for the whole show. Start your studs.
I have Crabtree and Sanders,
okay,
and Cooks and Cobb, and I need to start 2 of them. So,
well, listen, we don't know if Crabtree's going to play this. It's a PPR league. We don't know if Crabtree's
going on with that, so.
That's why you got to play Cobb tonight.
Yep.
Got to play him. Got to play Cobb tonight, especially with...
When Crabtree got injured, I thought it was going to be a little easier, but then you had Stills not playing, so I was like, you know, how good is this Cooks guy? So
who are the options? Cooks, Sanders, and Cobb?
and Crabtree, but I got if Cobb's going, he's got to go tonight. So
I'm leaving Cooks on the bench. You can only start two of them. If you can only start two, I'm leaving Cooks on the bench this week.
All right, that's what I was thinking, but I was trying to overthink myself, and I had to have you get me straight. So
you're too smart to do that, my man. All right.
Well, that's what I got.
All right, Dan. Best of luck to you. Start Randall Cobb tonight. You'll be happy you did. And now you got some nice action to look forward to on Thursday night. That's another thing. I mean, don't you want a couple players in tonight's game? You get all juiced up. You get all pumped. Right? Doesn't that make sense?
I don't know, man. I'm one of those guys who likes to have more players on the Monday night, Sunday
night.
No.
I get that. But first game of the season, you're watching tonight's game. You don't want to have at least one player to root for? I don't care if it's Steven Hauschka, the kicker for Seattle. At least give me somebody.
I got no one in any of my leagues tonight, but it's kind of nice that I don't have any fantasy implications in my own head. I can just watch the game, enjoy it, you know, kick off, whatever. I mean, if I have players, all well and good, but then you kind of dwell for the next 4 days like, oh, man, what's going to happen? What if this happens? What if that happens? I like to have a clean slate, just go into Sunday, relax tonight, watch the game, get some information. I'm fine with that.
Phone lines are jumping off, 855-728-7500. Keeping it going, we're going to Avi in Miami. He's in the 10-team Standard League. What's going on, my man?
How you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy. House. What do you got?
I'm so excited, bro. I'm staying at work until, like, kickoff starts. You know, I don't even want to wait till I get home, you know, and just do nothing. I'm just going to work, and once I get home, turn that TV on, and, you know, let's get it going.
Sit back, relax.
I'm not even relaxing. I'm obsessing already, you know, so I'm just going to stay at work for now.
Okay.
But, right. So listen, so I just drafted my last draft. I based it off the Ten Commandments.
Nice.
You guys want to hear?
Yeah, sure.
All right, real quick. Here we go. So receivers, I got Dez Bryant. I picked up Antonio Brown. My flex is Emmanuel Sanders. What else do I got? I got Brandon Cooks and I got Justin Hunter.
All right.
So for running backs, I got Monte Ball, which I reached for him, but, you know, it's all good. Monte Ball, Andre Ellington, Joyke Bell. I also got Jeremy Hill and Bishop Sankey. All right.
Love those running backs. Love those wide receivers.
I know. Yeah, I'm pretty stacked, man. So what I did is I waited for a while so I got my tight end and my quarterback. I got Brady. I got Russell Wilson, which is actually my first question. You know, I know Brady wasn't at practice today, and Wilson is playing tonight, man. So I'm going to have to start Wilson, you know?
Yeah, we have Wilson ranked a little bit higher than Brady anyway. So they're in the same tier. They're in the same tier, very close. One's a 93, the other one's a 90, but we're going to go Wilson there.
Yeah, it's also like an excuse because I just, like, it's like you said it. Like, if I had James Starks right now, dude, I'd start him. I just want someone in for tonight. I'm definitely gonna start Russell Wilson, man. You know, another thing that I did that I have never done until, like, I went on to FF Champs and you guys gave me the suggestion.
Yeah.
I've always drafted two tight ends, you know, for a standard, you know, for a backup. And bro, when I tell you I waited for a tight end, I waited. You know, I picked up the tight end from Washington, Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed, yeah, we love him.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I don't know too much about him. I know he kind of blew up, like, at the end of the season. I wasn't convinced, but, you know, in FF Champs, I trust, so I went with that. And then I drafted a second tight end, and you guys suggested for me to drop him and to stack up even more on my running back, so that's what I did.
Who was the second tight end you drafted?
Who was it, man? I think it was, like, Ladarius Green, you know. I think I waited too much for that one.
Yeah, you know what? The thing about Ladarius Green is we get excited when he's on the field. Very talented, has a lot of
A
lot of big plays, but he just doesn't have the consistency. Anthony, I mean, chime in here if you want, but we like Jordan Reed. Each and every week we know he's going to be productive in that Redskins offense. The problem with Ladarius Green is as long as Antonio Gates is healthy, Green is going to have a lot of problems getting a lot of those targets from Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, there's no guarantees when you got two tight ends like that, and it's not a situation like the Patriots had a few years ago where those were the two options. You still got Keenan Allen, you still got Danny Woodhead, you still got Ryan Matthews, you still got Floyd's coming back strong, they're saying. So there's still a lot of places for Phillip Rivers to throw the ball, but you can't a lot of talk this offseason about Ladarius Green, but he was one of those guys I kind of just avoided, and he's going to be someone, I think, whoever drafted him, if he doesn't perform the first couple of weeks, he's going to be on that waiver wire, and he might be someone you could scoop up later, and he might pay off for you later in the season.
Avi, do you have another week one lineup question?
Well, I mean, the first question, but I think after Wes Walker got kicked out for, like, taking MDMA, it was my flex question. Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, who should I start, Emmanuel or Joik? But I think Emmanuel is like a, it's a given for me right now. I'm going to start that receiver. So I'm going to put three receivers for my standard league for like the first 4 weeks. You know, I'll just keep Emmanuel Sanders in there. I think that's the best bet. If
no PPR
up or Reggie Bush gets hurt, then I'll put him. But for right now, I think that kind of like answered my own question.
It's not a PPR league?
Standard.
All right. So you're starting Monte Ball. You're starting Andre Ellington. Just give me your receivers again.
All right. So, So it's going to be, for this week, it'll be Russell Wilson. And then receivers will be Dez Bryant and Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders. And then for running backs, Monte Ball, Andre.
What do you think, Ant? Do you like Bell over Sanders or do you like Sanders over Antonio Brown in a non-PPR?
Man, that's going to be tough. You know what? That game with Indianapolis, they're going to put up a lot of points in that game. I really believe that. So taking a chance on Emmanuel Sanders this week, it's kind of going to be one of those weeks with him where, you know, you're going to fly or you're going to fall based on him. So you're going to
Antonio Brown's got Joe Hayden.
Yeah, he does, man. I mean, but taking it again, that's another one of those things where you take him, what, third round? It's something like that. You can't. Yep. How do you sit him? I mean, Joe Hayden's a beast, but and the other problem, you have so many options on that team. You have a lot of players you could start. I mean, Joik Bell, Emmanuel Sanders, Brandon Cooks, those are guys that people are going to be starting all over the place. So,
right.
You know, you got a deep, deep team, which is a great thing, but also kind of a headache.
Yeah, that's a good
you
problem
know what
to
I
have.
Mean?
Yeah, I thought I did good, man. I think for now I'm going to do that. And listen, Antonio Brown, I won the championship because of him and what's his name? You know, the car wash dude, Josh Gordon. You know, the car. You know, he's selling cars now. That's what he's doing. You know, so I'm gonna start Brown. Listen, if Decker can do what he did last year, you know, and the Patriots were willing to trade a third round draft pick for Sanders, I've been watching him ever since that. I'm going to start him, you know, and if it doesn't work out, you'll receive a phone call from me next week, guys.
All right, Avi, we appreciate the time, and that is a very good team you got there. And enjoy watching your quarterback, Russell Wilson, against the Green Bay Packers tonight. Anthony, phone lines are jacked up, 855-728-7500. We got to take a break here. We're going to go over the Week 1 FFCPI, that's the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. That's our rankings. They're going to help you decide who to start and who to sit. Go to ffchamps.com/pats for your free membership, more of your phone calls, and a lot more emails coming up right after this.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships. AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years. The first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots. Our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. You heard the phone number, 855-728-7500. Email webradio@patriots.com. And boy, oh boy, the phone lines are jammed up. The email is all jammed up. I just sent a tweet out at Bill Enright. You can take a look at my screen and see how many callers we have, see how many emails I have just from the last about 15 minutes or so. We appreciate everyone staying on hold, but we got to jump into some emails here. Anthony, who do you have up first?
Let's see. First one we got here is from Brandon. All right, so our guy Brandon says, "Hey guys, just drafted and I wanted some input on how I did. 12-team league, 1-point PPR. He also listed the top free agents for us to see if maybe he wants to drop somebody, we can recommend somebody for him. So he's having trouble with his flex position. All right, currently he's got Shane Vereen in there, but he also has Kendall Wright, Pierre Thomas, Kelvin Benjamin on his bench."
I think in a PPR league, Shane Vereen is the clear-cut choice there, no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have Shane Vereen, I'd say Kendall Wright would be the favorite. But right. Shane Vereen, I mean, that guy, he's going to get touches in the backfield. He's going to get touches coming, from the passing game. He's going to touch the ball over the place. So Shane Vereen, by far and away, is going to be your best option in your flex spot this week.
There you go. Who's up next?
All right, next up, we got Craig. Craig's emailing in. He says, "Hey, guys, just tried to use a draft tracker." Oh, man, yeah. He said technical difficulties with the guy next to him, so he helped him out and let him borrow his laptop. Craig, you're
what?
A good guy, man. You're a good guy.
No, you're a chump for doing that.
Yeah,
you don't help out your opponent.
You can't do that. But you know what? the fantasy gods are real. Could be positive karma for you. So
there you go.
Yeah, right. You don't know, man. 12-team league, half-point PPR. Says he's not too crazy about his team, but wondering if we can let him know what we think, maybe suggest a trade or a waiver strategy going forward. Pretty
good. Can we just take a time out here? I never trade before week four.
Yeah,
That's just a rule that I have. I don't know if you're with me there. I don't know if you'd like to make a lot of moves. Waiver wire is fine, but I'll never make a trade before week four.
I'll work the waiver wire every single day,
right,
the day after I draft.
Yeah.
I rarely ever offer trades to people. Rarely, because it's one of those things where most people can't agree. You're going to offer them a good trade, and then they're going to say, no, I want this, and then they want too much, then you want too much. And I hate trading. I like leagues where there's no trading. You got a 20 or 24-man bench, you know, draft. You got a huge bench. That's it, man. Work the waiver wires. If you can't draft properly, no
right.
worries about trading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, let's see. So this is his team. He's got Tony Romo, Brandon Marshall, Keenan Allen, Monte Ball, Rashad Jennings, Jordan Reed, and Emmanuel Sanders in his starting lineup.
Solid.
Very solid. Joykie Bell, Golden Tate, Darren Sproles, Danny Woodhead, Tim Wright, and Robert Woods on his bench. So you think he should roll with this team? Maybe look at some waiver. I mean, we don't know what's on his waiver wire, but... strong starting lineup, pretty strong bench. I really wouldn't do much to this team. I would probably just leave it as is and go from there.
All right, let's jump back over to the phone lines. We got our man Andre in New York City. He's been on hold for a long time. What's up, Andre? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Appreciate you waiting on hold for so long and staying patient. What you need some help with your week one lineup?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I'm a patient guy down here in New York City, so I'm good.
All right.
So I got two questions for you.
Sure.
My first question is, I'm going to read you my lineup here, and I need your opinion on hold on, Jesus Christ. I need your opinion on who I should put in my flex spot.
Okay.
My team is pretty much, what I did in my league is I added an IDP, so you can put a linebacker in there.
Sure.
I thought it was pretty different. So I got Colin Kaepernick, Gio, Zach Stacy, Dez Bryant, Randall Cobb, Gronk, and my flex, I got Anquan Boldin right now. Kicker is the rookie in Denver, Patriots D, and then John Beeson as my linebacker for the Giants.
I don't think Beeson's going to play this weekend.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I don't think Beeson is going to play this weekend.
Okay, I got to look out for that. So, I guess that's another question would be, do you see anybody as a linebacker that's worthy of putting in there? I think Clay Matthews is on there on the waiver wire. Junior Gallette from the Saints.
Junior Gallette is not a bad option. Didn't he just sign like a huge extension, like a $40 million extension, I think?
Yeah,
probably, like a four-year
probably
deal,
pumped
I think.
Up about that. Yeah, I would go get him.
Okay. So my flips, I got on my bench, I got Steven Jackson, Steven Ridley, Andre Williams, Steve Smith, Derek Ebron for my bench. Do you think I should keep Bolden in there? I know you guys are really guys not big fans on doubling up, but I am playing against Calvin Johnson and Larry Fitz this week. So,
well, we think I should, you know, especially. Especially if Michael Crabtree doesn't play, Anquan Boldin's probably going to be your best option in that flex spot. So keep an eye on Crabtree. Even if he does, I mean, what you got going on the bench, Boldin might be your best bet still.
Sounds like it.
Okay, cool. All right. And then my next question was, I would like you guys to grade this team for me, and then I have a question on my tight ends. So my other league, I got Colin Kaepernick as well, Matt Forte, Reggie Bush, A.J. Green, Victor Cruz, Charles Clay, and then my flex, I got Emmanuel Sanders, the Packers D, and also McManus again.
Is that a PPR league?
No, it's not. Regular standard.
See, that one's a little tough in a non-PPR. Matt Forte and Gio, both PPR monsters. So is Victor Cruz. A.J. Green is obviously a top five wide receiver, but Forte, Gio, and Cruz really make their fantasy football bucks in the PPR world. So it's still a good team, don't get me wrong, but it's lacking a little bit of consistency, considering that you don't get any points for those receptions.
It's not Gio in the thing. I got Bush. I got Forte and Bush.
Not Gio. Well, that's even worse, actually.
Yeah, right. And in my bench, I got Rice. I know he's suspended. Brandon Cooks, Mark Ingram, Kelvin Benjamin,
yeah,
Jordan Reed, right. Terrence West.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Terrence West, we were expecting a little bit more from him in the preseason. Didn't really see a whole lot until Ben Tate gets hurt. I don't think West is going to have a really big, prominent role week in and week out.
Okay. So you think I should start Charles Clay against the Pats or Jordan Reed against Houston?
I think Jordan Reed is a better option right now because Charles Clay was limited in practice today with a knee injury, fully expected to play on Sunday. But with Jordan Reed, no injury in sight for him, and I think he's a better option this week.
Okay, great. Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the phone call, Andre. Best of luck to you in week one. What do you think? Yeah, stick with the phone lines?
We got them coming in, man, so let's get them off the line. They've been waiting for a while.
Kat in Chicago is in a 12-team half-point PPR league. What's going on, Kat?
Oh, I got draft problems, guys.
Draft problems? 99 problems and a draft ain't one.
Here's what happened. We did our draft last night, and in the fifth round, my whole interface froze up and everything, and I auto-picked.
Oh.
Yep. So here's
Yahoo, ESPN, CBS. Where were you?
ESPN.
Oh, I hate their rankings too.
Yeah, they suck.
So okay. So what I've got going on is this is I drafted Calvin.
Yeah.
I drafted Julio.
Mm-hmm.
I auto picked Roddy White.
Ugh.
So I have Julio and Roddy.
Right. Right.
And Calvin, and they all have. And so this is a league where you start three wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
You start two running backs.
Sure.
So. Should I be trying to trade? I mean, my initial thing was, you know, I got to trade Roddy. I got to see what else I can get. But, of course, you know, it's right after the draft. Nobody's.
Right. No one wants to make a move yet.
Right. I had offers. Somebody offered to trade me Anquan for Roddy, and someone offered to trade me T.Y. And I wasn't. Yeah, exactly. So what do? I stick with this?
To be honest with you, you might get a little bit more action if you offered someone Julio Jones. You'll need to get two players in you know, maybe like a third round pick and a fifth round pick in exchange for Julio Jones. Because Roddy White in a half point PPR league, he'll still be good for you. You already have Calvin Johnson as your number one. I'm guessing that your running backs are a little subpar because you went back to back wide receiver. So this problem into a solution by, you know, sticking with Roddy, trading the better of the two in Julio Jones.
Yeah, for running backs, I have Gio and I have Shane Vereen, and then I have Chris Johnson as kind of a sub.
Gio, Shane Vereen, and Chris Johnson. That's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty good.
So the other thing is that three of the teams out of the 12 in this league were on auto draft. One guy's got three quarterbacks, and two guys have seven running backs, which is crazy. There's only six bench spots. So, it was a very, very strange draft. Very strange. So, I don't know.
But you can use one of those guys who has all those running backs to your advantage and see what they can, you know, offer you up for one of these receivers, either Julio or Roddy White, because obviously you're going to want to hold on to Julio if you can, but if you can get, you know, another stud running back in there for him,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might be sitting pretty. And same thing with Roddy White. I mean, if someone's got six running backs on their bench and that's all their bench spots, you know what I mean? Giving them Roddy White for someone, it's not going to hurt anything. They're going to need the depth, though. You might be able to work something out to your advantage because people drafted not the smartest way they should have.
Yeah, true. Yep. All right, well, cool. Would you, if I can't get this done, question for the weekend. I'm torn between starting Vereen and starting Chris Johnson, since Chris Johnson's going to be in Oakland.
Well, the game's in New York. He's at home.
They're
playing against Oakland. I would put Vereen in.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah, I'd leave Vereen in the lineup.
Definitely.
He's healthy, man. He's got to be in there.
All right, so if no one bites, is this the end of the world, or am I overreacting?
It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, you have a guy like Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, I would probably put Roddy White, Julio Jones in that group where if somehow you end up auto-drafting and you got both of the Falcons wide receivers, you can live with that. It's not like you have the Jags wide receivers and you're starting Marquise Lee and Cecil Shorts this weekend. There are much worse wide receiver duos that you could have ended up with. So Julio and Roddy, not that bad. Hopefully they both stay healthy and Matt Ryan stays on his feet. You should be all right.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, guys.
You got it. We appreciate your phone call. That's an interesting situation. You know, that auto draft thing, you know, that's why I don't rely, in my important leagues, I don't rely on the internet. I do them all in person. Because there was a big problem. Hey, were you and I going back and forth on Twitter? I forget if it was you and I or someone else, but there was a big problem with Yahoo over the weekend with the draft crashing.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, it was like a serious issue. People were going nuts on Twitter. That's why, like, I love Twitter, like, because, you know, you got, like, the Twitter tough guys out there, and they all scream and yell. Like, they do it to me all the time. I just laugh at it. But sometimes it's really entertaining. People were going off on Yahoo Sports. I think it's at Yahoo Sports.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
People were so, like, the world was going to end because their fantasy drafts were postponed and delayed. I think it was either on Sunday or Monday. It didn't happen to me. I probably would have been pissed off, too, if it did happen to me. But that's why. If I'm in a serious league, I'm not relying on the internet. I rely on it to use the FF Champs draft tracker, but not to actually use my draft, because there's nothing worse than getting auto-picked.
Yeah, I mean, if they just got delayed or bumped or whatever, not a horrible thing. But, I mean, oh, jeez, if your whole team gets auto-drafted for you, you're going to want to kick yourself in the head.
Yeah, that's tough. That's just a tough break. Let's go to Jeremy in Regina, Saskatchewan. Now, I make a point to say that because Kevin, our producer, actually took the time to type out Regina, Saskatchewan into our call screener here. So what's going on, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. It's actually Regina, just so you know.
Oh, that rhymes with... Okay, I got it.
That's even more fun. That's even more... Hey, you wrote an email about that, did you not, sir?
Yeah. I write to the PFW every once in a while. I'm working when you guys are on the air usually, so I don't have a lot of time to call, but I listen to you guys constantly, and I've been tweeting at you guys as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I love you guys.
What's your Twitter handle so we know to treat you with some extra special care now?
For sure. I'll tweet you guys later.
Yeah, let us know. Because, you know, sometimes
anyways,
I can be a jerk.
Down to business. Yeah. I got three leagues that I'm in this year on Fantasy Bowl. I was actually tweeting you guys last week about a good fantasy site that I could use PayPal on.
Yes.
So started on Fantasy Bowl. The guy actually let me use my PayPal, even though it only says credit card on the site. But anyways, wanted to get your guys' take on this stuff. They kind of have a weird setup where you can use, you have to use one running back, one wide receiver, but the other two spots are flex, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so in this first league, I'll be as quick as possible here. I have Ellington, Peterson, Bolden, Nelson right now in my starting lineup because I heard about Crabtree.
Okay.
I got Chris Johnson, Woodhead, Allen from San Diego, and Michael Floyd on my bench right now. Do you think that's a good setup for week one here, or should I be switching some of those guys around?
If you Keenan Allen, you said on your bench.
Yeah, I put Allen on the bench. I got Woodhead also on the bench. Chris Johnson on the bench and Michael Floyd on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to put in Keenan Allen for Anquan Boldin in this one, man. Keenan Allen's just, you know, he's a stud. He's the number one, the first guy they're looking for. Even without Michael Crabtree, I mean, San Francisco has a lot more options than San Diego does. So.
Yep.
Fair enough. Yeah,
and also, just by the way,
Arizona's defense, it might be a little tough on Allen there.
Yeah, it probably will be, but they still got to pass. By the way, Michael Crabtree will practice, I guess, San Francisco a little bit behind the clock here as we're broadcasting live on the East Coast, San Francisco on the West Coast. So Michael Crabtree will practice today, and apparently will be good to go for Sunday. So that's just a little bit a news update there. And Kevin, you have some news as well regarding Tom Brady.
Yeah, he was listed as a DMP, did not participate in practice today, and the official listing is with a calf injury.
There you go. So Brady dealing with a calf, Crabtree dealing with a calf, but Crabtree will practice, and he looks like good to go for Sunday. Jeremy, did you have any other questions for us?
Yeah, just one other one if I could.
Sure.
I'm just pulling up my list here.
Okay.
One of my other leagues here, I have Chris Johnson starting with Alfred Morris. And then my two wide receivers are obviously Dez Bryant and Denarius Thomas. I got both of them.
Wow.
With my last pick in the first and first pick in the second round.
Yep.
But I have Gore on my bench. I was kind of back and forth on him and Johnson, switching back and forth. I didn't know which one to pick.
We love Frank Gore this week. We have him ranked 10. We have Alfred Morris ranked 9. Chris Johnson's ranked 18th. So go with Morris and Gore.
Okay. I figured the Oakland defense, Johnson could run all over them, but if you guys are thinking Gore over Dallas, that Dallas doesn't have a great line either.
No, no, they do not, and we're sticking with Gore, and Morris is the other option too. So Morris and Gore there for you.
Okay, perfect. And I think that was it, actually. Thanks a lot, guys, for the help. And, hey, I listen to you guys all the time. I love it.
Thanks, man. We certainly appreciate it, man. You know, it's going to happen a lot this year when we have people very close in the rankings. Alfred Morris and Frank Gore are 9 and 10. But if he was saying, okay, well, I have LeSean McCoy, he's number one, and then I have to decide between Morris and Gore, that decision's tough. But when we have guys at 9 and 10, and then we have a guy 10 spots below them, you know, that's a no-brainer for us.
Right. You know, it is one of those things where you got guys who are deciding between one and two spots, but... You know, we have the FFCPI for a reason. If they're higher up, throw them in your lineup. That's why they're there, man.
All right, let's try to bust out these next couple of phone calls before we take our next break. Justin in Boston was on the line for quite some time. He's in a 10-team PPR league. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks for calling in, man. What do you got for us today?
Yep, I just have my draft on Monday night. I just want to see what you guys think. And then before I ask the question, like, tell my roster and stuff like that, would you keep or drop Ebron? He's my second tight end, just sitting on my bench.
Listen, we don't. That's kind of a loaded question there. We don't know who's on your your waiver wire. We don't know who's on your roster. We don't know who your starting tight end is. We don't know who you're thinking about picking up. We don't know what position you need. You know, there's a lot.
Yeah, I should probably tell you who I have first. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brady, Gio Bernard, Penn Tate, Demaryius Thomas, Crabtree, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Nice.
Zach Ertz. Flex would be Gerhardt.
Okay.
And then the rest would be kickers defense, which I just stream each week anyways.
Okay. I love Zach Ertz this year. I think Anthony does too. I don't see a need for Ebron on the squad.
What's up?
I said Anthony likes Zach Ertz. I do too. I don't see a need for Ebron on the squad. But again, we don't know who you're considering about picking up or who's out there on your waiver wire.
Yeah, for considerations, I was thinking about either Cody Latimer from the Broncos.
Right.
Or Nate Washington or John Brown, the rookie from the Cardinals. Or an extra running back depth, like either Ahmad Bradshaw, Andre Williams, something like that.
I guess the only option I'd really go for is Cody Latimer there.
Okay, because on my bench I have Joey Hill, MJD, Terrence West.
That's fine. That's great. But I'm just saying, out of the guys that you mentioned, Cody Latimer is the only one that we'd be worth picking up.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah. And my last question: would you keep the kicker from the Jets, Bolt, or drop him for the rookie from the Broncos, McManus?
Here's the thing about McManus: as soon as Prater gets back from suspension, which will be in Week 6.
Yeah,
he's done. I don't think they're going to keep this guy as their kicker. It's going to be Prater. So
exactly. Well, that's what I did last year too. I just wait till with Falk. I just picked him my very last pick in the draft. And if I like him, I like him. If I don't, he's gone. So if McManus has a better matchup this week as opposed to Falk, I don't know what you guys thought about that.
A kicker question in Week 1, huh?
I mean, they're going to put up points in that Denver Indy game. So
McManus.
That's your probably best bet. But, you know, like Bill said, you don't want to necessarily – as long as there's enough kickers out there, which there should be, that you can just pick somebody else up.
Is a bunch. I just looked – so I don't have to be worried about it if I drop bulk or anything like that because I looked at the wire, but the kicker is pretty deep.
Yeah, you'll be fine. That's a good team you got there, Justin.
Oh, thanks.
You got it, buddy. But thanks for the phone call. All right, one more call before we take a break. It's Jason in Georgia. He's in a 10-team standard league. What's going on, Jason?
Oh, hi. My phone cut off. I'm going to call you back on the landline. But I called.
Thank you for that warning.
Yeah, I was the guy that called last week that you guys said I talked without any emotion, and I was a first-timer.
Oh, yeah, so now this is your second time still dealing with that same problem. Come on, buddy. It's game day. It's we got week one here. This is what we've been waiting for all year. You should be a little pep to your step.
Yeah, it's just how I talk on the phone. I don't want to disturb other people, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, teach her. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull it up real quick. But I'm starting my first time, just I'm making sure that I got my draft ready and set.
Okay.
But these are the people I drafted. I have Stafford as my starting QB, Alshon Jeffrey, Julian Edelman, and Kevin Benjamin as my three wide receivers, Matt Forte and Shane Vereen as my running backs, Gronk as my tight end.
Nice.
And I have the people on my bench are Mike Evans, Darren Sproles, Tony Romo, Kyle Rudolph, LeGarrette Blount, Justin Hunter. As my kicker, I have Vinatieri, and as my defense, I have New England.
You got a good squad, dude.
Huh?
You got a good squad.
Oh, thank you. I was just, the people in my league, this is their first time. Also,
so you took advantage of all the virgins.
Well, I'm trying to take advantage of it as best, but everyone's straight. And I saw someone give up Peyton Manning for Eddie Lacy and someone else, like Peterson or something. And I saw someone give up Seattle's defense for San Francisco and a kicker. Well, San Francisco's defense and a kicker. And I just don't know how to go about this, really.
So this league is like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know if I have the right starting squad.
I mean, I think your starters are good. I like the fact that you have Kyle Rudolph on the bench with Rob Gronkowski as the starter. I heard you mention Justin Hunter. He might be a better wide receiver some weeks over your third wide receiver, but I think you got a good squad.
Yeah, Justin Hunter, I found out about him like recently because of his preseason, but he was going to the Chiefs, so I am in favor for Kevin Benjamin because Kevin Benjamin was the only guy that could
the
be
Panthers really
to.
Have. Here's the problem with Kelvin Benjamin. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. If Cam Newton's not playing this weekend, bench his ass. He is not worth putting in your starting lineup if Newton's not in the start. If Newton's not active for Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And
Jason,
what about Julian Edelman? I'm sorry.
What about
this last question?
What's that?
I'm on the fence about him.
Is it a PPR league?
No, it's a head to head.
We'll leave Edelman on the bench then. Wait, it's head to head. Is it a PPR? Do you get points for every catch? Dan, can you hear what Jason's saying?
I thought you broke up a little bit there.
Jason.
No. I can hear you guys.
Yeah. Do you get points for every catch?
No, this is a head to head standard league.
Okay. Then no, you can leave Edelman on the bench, and we appreciate your phone call. Best of luck to you in week one. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, our good friend Nick Morgan is going to explain how everyone can be making money at DraftKings.com in week one of the 2014 NFL season. More fantasy football champs coming up right after this.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Amendola slot right with Edelman right.
Give it
Mulligan,
Brady.
The tight end right. Vereen in the backfield off Brady's left hip. Amendola starts it in motion. Brady takes the snap, rolls right, throws to the end zone, catches Brady, touchdown, Danny Amendola!
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com. Remember, you can get your free membership to ffchamps.com. Just go to ffchamps.com/Pats. You'll get in our DraftKings contest for week two. It's an exclusive contest just for our members, just for our listeners. We want to help you make money on DraftKings. It's daily fantasy football. It's a really fun time. Here to help us explain how to make some money, some strategy for you. He won over $10,000 in his first year playing last year. We got Nick Morgan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Bill. Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
It's a beautiful sunny day in the Poconos.
Hey, we got NFL kickoff tonight. We're all pumped up. As we've been talking
too,
for the last hour on the show here, taking start or sit questions and going over people's lineups. We have a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. So let's get right to your article, Nick. You wrote an awesome piece on ffchamps.com. It's called DraftKings.com Week 1, Shootouts and Defensive Struggles. Why don't you explain to the listeners what you did to kind of come up with this concept?
Okay, well, the whole thing is with weekly fantasy, it's not always about, quote, playing your studs. when you draft in regular fantasy, you're drafting, you use up your draft spots, and yeah, you're going to play your big names all the time. In weekly fantasy, you get to pick a new team every week. And so what, you know, what I was looking at is, who would you rather have? A, you know, a second tier guy in a huge blowout, 45-38, or Jamal Charles in a 10-7 defensive struggle. You know, you want to have an Emmanuel Sanders on Denver this week against Indianapolis, because there's going to be a ton of points scored. And then the big question is, how do you figure out where the big games are? And it's actually real easy. You look at the over-unders. These guys out in Vegas make their money by knowing what the score is going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know how they do it, but how many times do you look up and you go, God, I can't believe there's 64 points scored, and then you look at the over-under and they've got it at 63.
Yep.
I mean, you know, as the PGA commercial says, these guys are good. But so what I did was is I looked at the over-unders for this week, and the over-unders that I used were based on Tuesday's line, and looked for games that are going to be big. And what I'm thinking there is over 50, you know, 50, 51 points. And there's four games that stick out immediately, and you would think so. New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Philly, because Philly's just going to run wild over Jacksonville.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Dallas at 51 points, and then, of course, Indianapolis, Denver, 55 points.
Is that the biggest? Is the Indianapolis, Denver, that's the biggest game of the weekend, right? 55 points?
Oh, God, it's got to be. You know,
I love that because it's on Sunday night. I know, Anthony, you said you like those Sunday night and Monday night games too.
How about the
Broncos and the Broncos and the Colts on Sunday Night Football? That's gonna be great.
Yeah, I mean, not only do you have Peyton and all his weapons, but you also have Andrew Luck, and you know Reggie Wayne is back. You got Joy Bell, Reggie Bush. I mean, it's just there's gonna be points flying. You know, the scoreboard is just gonna keep. You know, it's gonna go on tilt.
All right, so Falcons, Saints, Jags, Eagles, 49ers, Cowboys, Colts, and Broncos are four games that you think people should target this weekend in DraftKings daily fantasy tournaments. Of those games, who are some of the players that, you know, you might want to scoop up?
Well, who I really like of course you want to play any Saints player, of course, but the whole thing with daily fantasy is you got a budget. So you got to find those hidden gems that'll let you, you know, get a Peyton at $10,000.
Right.
So in the New Orleans game, Brandon Cook sticks out at $4,500.
Yeah, that's great.
And then looking at Atlanta on that, I would look at anyone. The way I did this is on FFChamps.com, you guys have the strength of schedule charts. Now, granted, right, we're still just using 2013 information. As the season goes on, that'll become better. But just using the 2013 defensive stats, Atlanta's quarterback and wide receivers should be good because New Orleans is not that great against those two positions when you look at fantasy points scored. So in that game, you want to look at, of course, any New Orleans player, but I would target Cooks at 4,500.
Yeah,
and
true.
Then Atlanta's quarterback and wide receivers, you know, again, if you want to go for Julio for the money, that's fine, but maybe Roddy White, a little cheaper, might be a better option.
All right, so
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, so let's skip over to the teams that are not in big scoring situations for this weekend. You got
right,
Cleveland and Pittsburgh, that's only a 40 over-under. Oakland and the New York Jets, 39.5. Carolina and Tampa Bay, and now we don't even think Cam Newton's going to play. I bet this goes
right
down, but right now that's at 39. So now we're all of a sudden talking about guys like Antonio Brown, Chris Johnson, Cam Newton, Doug Martin. Now, again, this doesn't matter in your redraft leagues, in your traditional fantasy football format.
Exactly.
But if you're playing over at DraftKings, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, because if you spend, say, $7,500 on Antonio Brown, and it's a defensive struggle, and he goes, let's say, 5 for 50 yards, 1 touchdown. That's only 11 points, but you blew almost, you know, what, 17% of your budget
right
on that one player who's only going to get you 11 points.
Right.
or 16 points.
Just not worth it.
Where if you go for Brandon Cooks at $4,500, he may get you in a big blowout. He may score 2 touchdowns, 80 yards, 6 catches.
Right.
You know, I mean, of course you don't know, but I mean, what you've got to do on fantasy football is, with daily fantasy, is you look to get a couple of high-priced studs. And if you're going to do that, especially this year, they took the kicker out, so you got to have 3 wide receivers.
Yep.
And one guy I'm looking at big, just because he's only $3,000 on Denver, Andre Caldwell.
Sure.
I mean, for $3,000 in that third wide receiver slot, wow. Just on the Oakland Jets game, don't do it. Yeah, don't even do it. I mean, the Jets defense is probably a good buy, but at $3,900, you can get Cleveland's defense for $2,800.
Nick, here's the thing. We're going to have our own exclusive DraftKings.com Week 2 contest for all members at FF Champs, for all the Patriots listeners. So you go to FFChamps.com/Pats, and we're going to have a Week 2 contest exclusive just for us. We're going to probably have $500 in cash prizes. But I wanted people that listen to the show this week to just kind of hear the different strategy, the different advice that we have over at the website, something that you're going to be doing each and every week, kind of identifying the overs, identifying the unders that people should be looking out for when deciding who to use in daily fantasy. Next week, I think we'll have a segment that kind of just highlights the differences between daily fantasy and in-season and, you know, redraft traditional fantasy football. But I didn't want to do that next week. I didn't want to do that this week only because we're going to have that contest next week. So I figured anyone that already knows about daily fantasy would really benefit from your segment here and your article. But anyone that's new to the format, I feel like we can explain more in depth next week, and we'll have that contest ready to go. So it's a great way to get people to get their feet wet. So I appreciate you coming on today. Love the article that you did, and best of luck to you in week one.
All right, no problem. And as you know, I'm assuming this is okay. If anybody is looking for advice, they can tweet you, and you can forward it on to me, and I'll give you my advice for what it's worth.
There you go. Sounds great, Nick. I appreciate you coming on to us and coming on with us today. Not coming on to us. Coming on with us. And
Bill.
And helping everyone win some money in DraftKings.com.
I have one sit or start question if I could ask
it. Of course you can. What do you got for us?
Regular league.
Yeah.
I sent you an email on another league, but this is just one. I've got Pierre Thomas in all my leagues because he's always sitting there. And I've got him in the flex right now. I'm just wondering it's kind of about what we were talking about. He should do great. Or should I, you know, drop in someone like Andrew Hawkins or Marcus Wheaton or anything like that? Or go with Pierre Thomas in a PPR?
I think you should go with Pierre Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to take a risk on Andrew Hawkins. Let's see what the kid has first.
Yeah, I kind of want to see what goes on the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Play your studs, everybody. Play your studs.
Start your studs. That's right. You can hit up Nick on Twitter, at Bodog2, by the way, so you can send him your daily fantasy questions. And also, Anthony is at the PPR Monster. I am at Bill Enright. You can follow the official at FF Champs for the Fantasy Football Champs Twitter. And then, of course, we have Kevin Collins, at PatsRadio_Kev, who was breaking news today with the Patriots' Tom Brady injury.
I know. I have him on 2 teams. I'm really upset.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Nick, we appreciate the phone call. Right? Best of luck to you this weekend. And good thing, we have him on our side. He's going to help us win a lot of money this year on DraftKings.com.
That's what I like to hear, man. That's what you want to do. You're playing. You want to win some money. So listen to Nick. He knows what he's talking about.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We got another caller to get to, and also a bunch of emails that are just clogging up my inbox. We're going to get to as many as we can today. But first, DJ in Miami has been very patient. He's in a 12-team standard league. What's going on, DJ?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I actually have 3 flex questions for 3 separate leagues.
Make them quick.
The first is standard 12-team, Chris Johnson or Marquise Colston?
Chris Johnson.
Yep.
All right. The second is Roddy White.
Hey, DJ, let me just pause you for a second here. Anytime a flex question is running back or a wide receiver and it's a non-PPR league, more often than not, I'm going to go a running back. Just as a, you know, general rule of thumb to help you make some decisions, just in case you can't get in touch with us. That's all. Just trying to help you out. Just trying to just enlighten you a little bit.
Well, you might go wide receiver on this next one because it's Roddy White or Stephen Ridley.
Non-PPR?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Where the heck do I have Ridley ranked? I don't even know. Ridley is right. Hold on.
We got him at 37 right now. He's a 75 on the FFCPI.
Okay. And what is Roddy White?
Roddy White is number 23 for the wide receivers with an 85 ranking.
I'm going to go Roddy White.
Yeah, that game's going to be a shootout, I think, more than anything. So,
yeah.
You know, Atlanta's going to have to throw the ball to keep up with New Orleans, especially with that poor defense they got.
All right, so forget about that rule of thumb I just taught you. What's your third question?
And lastly, it's a PPR, a full-point PPR, and it's Vereen or Macklin?
Oh, I'm going Vereen all the way.
Yeah, that's not
Vereen all the way. Okay, that's what I thought.
That's it? That's all you got? That was very quick. Probably the most efficient question asker
we've had all day.
I
do have one more.
All right.
In a standard league, are you starting Big Ben or Matt Ryan this week?
Matt Ryan. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Now you just want to, you know, you're getting a little greedy for airtime now.
All right, guys. Thanks. Hurry up.
Ask us a defensive question next.
No, I play my matchups week to week. I go with my gut on defense.
There you go, my man. All right, thanks for the call, DJ. We appreciate you staying on hold. Best of luck to you in week one. Anthony, I hope you've been keeping track of the emails, because I haven't.
Dude, they just keep piling up, man. I got, I don't know, 40 in my inbox right now, so.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know where we left off. I don't know who we answered already. I don't know who was in line first. If you want to just pick one out and just start reading it, we can go from there. That sounds good to me.
All right, man. Let's see. So, man, yeah, we got so many of these things. It's unreal. All right, let's go with James. I got our man James emailing in. He says, long-time listener, first-time emailer, emailing in from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
He's an FF Jam subscriber. You know, he's also said DraftKings doesn't allow people from the UK to register. We had that problem with the Australian guy a few weeks ago. So,
what's the subject of the email? Just so I can read along with you.
Dynasty League advice.
Okay, I'm with you. All right,
you got me?
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So non PPR, 6 points for all touchdown, including
blah blah blah. Yeah.
All right. Problem is, I don't have a kicker. I'm not sure who to drop on my bench. There's still plenty of kickers available. I don't want anyone else in the league to pick up my bench players before Sunday.
Right.
What do you think of waiting? Team as follows. So basically, his bench players, he's looking at dropping someone to pick up a kicker.
See, it's a dynasty league.
Right.
So that's a problem.
Right.
I'm not dropping any of these rookie running backs that he has. He has Devontae Freeman, Jeremy Hill. I'm dropping Reuben Randall. I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Yeah, everybody else is younger. They got a lot more potential. They're all in a better offenses.
Yeah,
I think that's a pretty easy question.
Drop Randall.
Reuben Randall, and he's still a guy that's got some talent, so, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Man, that's a nice bench.
Yeah. Very good.
All right, let's move up. Move up and move on. Next one, we got Frank. TD Frank.
Okay.
So, I drafted 7 out of 12 in my half-point PPR league with distance scoring where quarterbacks get 6 points per touchdown. Went with best available and zero running back approach after getting bitch left from my first round Doug Martin pick last year. Here's how we ended up. You got Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's Ben Tate and Rashad Jennings as his starting running backs. Demarius, Antonio Brown, Brandon Cooks, Jason Witten, Hauschka, and the Denver defense. I know my running backs are weak, but what do you think overall?
Demarius Thomas and Antonio Brown should carry him because it's a half-point PPR league. Yeah, his running backs are a little weak, but who knows? Maybe Ben Tate. Ben Tate is a talented running back. We've been waiting for years. He was really supposed to be the Arian Foster before Arian Foster came around. Remember that?
He really was.
Got drafted in the second round out of Auburn.
Yep.
Arian Foster was an undrafted free agent out of Tennessee. All 32 teams passed on him in 7 rounds of drafting. Ben Tate gets hurt in the preseason. Arian Foster comes in, runs away with the job, and never looks back. We know Tate is capable of being a starting caliber running back in the NFL. We've just never seen it because he's always been hurt, and then he's been playing behind Foster. So who knows? Maybe Ben Tate ends up being this TDT Frank's number one running back this year. But I love his wide receivers.
Jason Witten at a half-point PPR. That guy catches, passes all day, every day. And Matt Stafford for a 6-point per touchdown league. you know, that's big too. Yeah, a 6 point per touchdown league, you have to get a quarterback earlier, I think, just because he could throw for 40 touchdowns this year easily with that offense. So he's got weak running backs. Also want to know, which two running backs should I start for week one? Tate Jennings, Ryan Matthews, and he's got Lance Dunbar, which obviously he's not starting. So do you like Ryan Matthews over Tate or Jennings?
No, I like Tate this weekend. Cardinals had the best run defense in the league last year. I'm staying away from Matthews.
Yeah, they did. You know, Ryan Matthews has some talent, but this week take a little break on him.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's get to the next one from our buddy Todd. Todd Bergeron, I believe. So he says, happy football. Let's get it on. Wondering
let's
if you
get
can do
it.
Let's do it. Jesus, man. You got problems today. That's all right. That's what we like about you. God, this is becoming sensual fantasy football hour with Bill Enright.
That's it.
Light the candles. Get your wine. Pour your bubble bath.
There you go.
All right. Wondering if you could do a quick rate of my team and then help me set my week one roster.
Let's skip the grade analysis. His team is his team. Let's go right to the starting lineup.
All right. So starting a quarterback, two running backs. So basically he's got Romo, Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Joik Bell, Darren Sproles, Danny Woodhead, Demaryius, Randall Cobb, Golden Tate, Terrence Williams, Brandon Cooks. So he's starting two running backs, two receivers, and one flex out of those guys. So he's got Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb. Obviously, those are his four starters.
In. Yeah.
So flex, he's got Joik, Darren Sproles, Danny Woodhead, Golden Tate, Terrence Williams, or Brandon Cooks.
I'd probably go Joik in the flex, unless you want to go Terrence Williams. I mean, unless you want to go Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, Joik Bell is looking like your best bet. I mean, Brandon Cooks is one of those guys who's going to be in a shootout game. Even Terrence Williams. I mean, Dallas is going to have to throw the ball around a lot just to catch up to San Francisco because that defense is so bad, man. I mean,
yeah.
But I think Joik Bell is probably going to be the best bet for your starting squad right now.
I'm with you.
So, yeah, we got a couple more emails real quick?
Yeah, one or two more.
All right. Let's see. Next one, Lakeshay is coming in. He says, I have a start sick question. Who do I start? Wide receiver? Oh, man, here it is. Jordy Nelson or Emmanuel Sanders?
Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, it is. Also running back, Le'Veon Bell or Andre Ellington? I have Monte Ball as my number one running back.
I actually don't have Jordy Nelson ranked as high as I previously thought.
Now there's a flex position too, so we could throw Emmanuel in that flex position and
over who?
Bell or Ellington? Yeah, I mean that's a risk we're gonna have to take. But I mean you got to start someone between Le'Veon Bell and Andre Ellington, and then you're gonna have either Sanders or whoever you don't start as a running back in that flex spot.
I have Sanders ranked 8th. Nelson and Cobb ranked 19th and 20th. Now, Sanders is ranked that high because the matchup, and we know, is going to explode in terms of points on the board and no Wes Welker. That being said, Nelson is one of the guys on our stud list, and Cobb is one of the guys on our borderline stud list. But Emmanuel Sanders, I didn't put him as a borderline stud yet. I want to wait to see him in action before I do that.
No, we got to see what he does. We can't just thrust him into that category yet.
That's why I'm still going to go with Nelson here.
Yeah. And like I said, week one, you got to go with the guy you drafted first. I mean, it's nice Emmanuel Sanders getting this little jump because of Wes Welker being out. But, you know, if Wes Welker was playing, we wouldn't be getting this many Emmanuel Sanders questions, I don't think.
Yeah, right.
So. That's true. We're going to go Jordy Nelson, and what do we think about the running back, Le'Veon or Andre?
I'm going to go with Andre.
Yeah,
get that Monday night action.
Yeah, the Monday night action, man. The Monday night action is definitely good. I mean, Le'Veon Bell playing Cleveland, anytime you got a game where it's division rivals, you just never know. I mean, especially in the AFC North, man. They put up 13-16 games, so you know that's not really going to be helping anything, especially in fantasy.
About that action, boss. About that Monday night
action.
Yep.
All right. Let's move along, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we got Devin from San Francisco emailing in. He says, I got to ask you guys to pull me back from the ledge. He's on the ledge with this team he's got drafted. He says, I'm in a startup keeper league and drafted last night. 14-team league, standard scoring. He drafted in seventh, so right in that middle spot.
Yeah.
Get to keep three players next year from where they were drafted. So you're losing a round pick wherever they're drafting. Wanted to hear your opinion on the team and if I should try to address any weaknesses. Thank you for any help. All right, so I don't know if you got this in front of you, but we're looking at Demaryius, Zach Stacy, Gio, Michael Floyd, Joik, Frank Gore, Terrence Williams, Cutler, Clay, DeAndre Hopkins, Terrence West, Kyrie Robinson, Ebron.
Blah, 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 blah. 14-team league. Love his first seven picks. Absolutely love him. Think he's got a good balance of running backs, great balance of wide receivers. Jay Cutler is your starting quarterback. Hey, man, hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, he's got the offense. He can throw the ball around, that's for sure.
Yeah. But he's got to stay healthy. We've never seen Cutler do it. He's had the offense last year. Instead, we saw Josh McCown come in. So, you know, in a 14 team, I know it's tough, but I think his first seven picks are phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a very nice start. If anything, maybe dropping Terrence West right now to pick up a backup quarterback if anyone out there is worth the value, just because we know Jay Cutler doesn't stay healthy all the time.
That's not a bad idea. I wouldn't be too concerned about the keeper format just yet.
Yeah, you got to wait to see who plays well. I mean, you never know. Terrence Williams could blow up, and you got a great pick. So we can't tell you who to keep yet. So email that back in near the end of the year, and we can get into it then.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Harley in Gastonia. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm glad it was a girl. It was a guy that, because I said what's going on, man. But Harley, I mean, I was a little skeptical about. It helps, Kevin, when you put male or female, so I know.
Yeah, I might have to start specifying, huh?
I did put male. It says M right on the screener.
Yeah, but you also had M for cat before as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
My bad, cat.
So, Harley, what do you got for us today?
He's got a sexy voice, too. I don't know how I missed that.
I got a couple trade proposals right now from a couple guys in my league.
You have trade proposals, or you're proposing a trade?
Reggie Wayne for Trent Richardson. I have Trent Richardson on the bench. So I also have Zach Stacy, Aaron Foster, and I have Marshawn Lynch. So would you do the trade?
You're giving up Trent Richardson for Reggie Wayne?
Yes.
Who are your wide receivers?
Vincent Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey. I got Mike Wallace on the bench, and I got the Dallas Cowboy receiver that's across from Des Bryant. I can't remember his name right.
Terrence Williams. I don't think you're going to start Reggie Wayne over those guys. I would wait. I would rather listen. I haven't seen Reggie Wayne since he tore his ACL. I'd wait to see him in action and then make your decision. Trent Richardson's not going to get any better. He's not going to get any worse. Reggie Wayne could get better, or he could get a lot worse. So we don't know yet which one is the fact. I'd wait on that trade.
All right. I don't have a backup tight end, and another guy's wanting to trade Antonio Gates for Mike Wallace.
I wouldn't do that either. Go out and get Dwayne Allen. Go out and get, I don't know, Martellus Bennett, someone like that. Well, how many people are in your league? 10-team? There's plenty of wide receivers out there. You don't need to be trading for one, especially someone like Antonio Gates.
All right, and another question is, I don't know if I – should I start Vincent Jackson against Carolina this weekend?
Yes.
You should?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Correct.
What was
all right,
that?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it, pal. What was that, Kev? Where'd you get that from?
I don't know what that was. I was just trying to pop the computer up to get ready for the break.
Oh. Should we take a break, or should we take Sean in Ireland? Poor guy's probably
let's take Sean since he's so far away.
Yeah, for real. I can't wait to hear his accent. What's going on, Sean?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right.
How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. We had this little thing called Labor Day weekend over here in the States. It was a nice little long holiday for us. It was an awesome time.
Good stuff, good stuff. Quick question for you. Sure. A-Team League? And I give you the running down of the starters.
Okay.
Brady, McCoy, Bell, Green, Allen, and anything as my flex.
Okay.
But I have Crabtree on the bench and Floyd as well.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Oh.
Or would I switch out Allen, Keenan Allen?
And who?
Crabtree.
If Crabtree plays, you should play Crabtree.
Right.
But if Crabtree doesn't play, then you should play Allen.
Okay, so swap that around.
No. Right now, Crabtree's injured. He says he's going to play. If he plays, then you need to put him in your lineup. But if not,
okay,
you can switch out Allen. Alan's playing on Monday night. I don't know when that is in Ireland, but here it's on Monday night.
That'd be about half one in the morning.
Yeah.
So, no, it's just because it was coming up that he is playing, but it also said he was injured, Crabtree, so I wasn't sure on it.
Right. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know if Crabtree's going to play or not. We have to wait and see.
So just take a looky guess on it, so in other words.
No, wait until Saturday or Sunday when we know what's going to happen and make your roster change then.
All right, okay. And sorry not to be holding you. I know you're going to break, but another league I'm in, the 16-team league.
Wow, double this other league. All right.
Yeah, well, I'm in three. I have Julian Edelman to start, but I have Michael Floyd on the bench.
Is that a PPR league?
Yeah.
Do you get points for every catch?
Yeah.
I have Edelman. We have Edelman ranked, 27th. Michael Floyd ranked, that's a no-brainer. Go with Michael Floyd. Ranked 17.
Perfect.
10-spot difference. Yeah, go with Michael Floyd.
Oh, sorry, back to the A-team league. Sorry, no. But I've Romo on the bench as well. Would I start him over Brady, you think?
No, leave Brady in. I don't know.
Yeah, they're two spots away.
I'm losing it here. This one's close, man. I mean, they're two spots away from each other. If you flip, it's a flip of a coin. You're not going to go wrong either one.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's perfect, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, perfect. John. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and thank you for listening to the show all the way across the pond. We appreciate it. It is time for us to take our last break of the day. We're going to get to all emails in the next segment. You got to be patient. We're going to get to as many as we can. Hey, NFL 2014 Week 1 kicks off this weekend. If you're listening to us on demand via the Patriots podcast on iTunes or on the Patriots mobile app, hit us up on Twitter at Bill Enright, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster. We'll help you with your lineup questions on Sunday morning. But for now, coming back with emails right after this.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston, for New England, we're Gillette. the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, about 15 minutes left in today's show. We are just a few hours that we're broadcasting live away from the kickoff for the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. They're opening things up week one, 2014 NFL season. Then we got a whole slew of games on Sunday and two games on Monday. I love the two games on Monday Night Football.
Wonderful. I love it, too. I mean, obviously it's something I think they could do all year, but I'm glad they implemented or integrated that every week having a Thursday game because, you know, it's great for the first week and Thanksgiving, but waiting in between, it's another day of football, man. I mean, how bad could that be?
No, can't be bad at all.
Exactly.
I love it.
That's
listen, before we get into the emails, you guys did a terrible job of reminding me. Good thing I have a memory like an elephant.
The Super Bowl picks?
I want to do the Super Bowl picks.
I was waiting until the very end. That's okay. What you told me to do, man.
I want to do them now just in case we don't have time later, and then we can jump into the emails in just a little bit. So Super Bowl predictions, it's a long tradition here on the Fantasy Football Champ Show. And, you know, we used to do it on Football Nation. We used to go actually pick by pick, game by game, but now we're just fantasy all the time, which you and I both love, Anthony, so that's great.
Of course.
My Super Bowl prediction last year was half right. I predicted the Denver Broncos. But my other half was the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. And my former co-host Todd and our producer Kevin never let me forget that I picked the Atlanta Falcons to make it to the Super Bowl. Of course, they ended up with the second worst record in the NFL. And I look like a big fat dope. But I don't mind because I have fun doing it, and it's something that you know creates content, creates a little buzz.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
Throughout the rest of the season.
Oh man.
So I don't know. Do I want to make my prediction first, or do I want to go last here? I don't know if I want to go in the middle. I kind of feel like I don't know. I'm very indifferent right now.
Well, I'm locked and loaded, so if you want me to start off,
all right,
I'll
go
start
ahead.
It
You're
off.
Locked and loaded.
So.
Who do you got?
All right, I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers from the NFC, and I think the Denver Broncos are going back again this year.
See, I should have went first because...
I'm sorry. you had your choice, man. You had the chance. You didn't want to take it. I had to jump in there.
I might be with you there, Ant.
I mean, you know, the NFC is going to be a tough conference to get through. I mean, I could see Seattle getting through there, Green Bay, New Orleans. I mean, there's a bunch of teams that I could see getting through there. But if Green Bay stays healthy, especially if they get some home field advantage, anybody coming to Lambeau is going to have a real tough time in January playing them.
Well, the Niners did it last year.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, Green Bay, their offense is going to be a little bit better this year, I think. That defense is a little bit more improved. That Ha-Ha Clinton Dix on the back end, that was a nice pickup in the first round. Peppers. And Denver, I mean, they're going to be fired up. They're not going to slow down any game. They're going to be on the throat of everybody. I mean, Peyton Manning wants another Super Bowl, so.
Kevin, who do you predict?
I'm going to go with the Patriots and the Packers.
Okay. So far, two out of the two picks have the NFC champions being the Green Bay Packers. Now, I think we can all agree here that when it comes to the AFC, the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots are not only the favorites, they're pretty much the locks, right? I mean, who else really scares you in the AFC? The Colts?
That's the only other team I really considered, but I still think their defense is too far off. That offensive line is not good enough. They're still a little too young in a couple spots. I mean, Andrew Luck is an amazing quarterback, and he gets a little better every single year. So, and make the playoffs again, may I get another nice win. They're going to make moves in the next couple years, but I don't think this year is their year yet.
All right, so I'm going to also pick the Denver Broncos. I think they make it to back-to-back Super Bowl, something that is very rarely done. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks will make it back to the Super Bowl. I'm deciding between the San Francisco 49ers or the Green Bay Packers. Now, when the summer first started, I said Packers all the way. Now, I'm starting to lean a little bit more in the direction of the Niners, which is really weird because Alden Smith just got suspended and I don't have LeVar Bowman. I don't want to just pick the Niners just for the sake of being different from both of you guys. You know, you both picked the Packers.
You got to go with your gut, man. San Francisco, that defense is, it's still good, but no Navarro Bowman's tough. No Alden Smith is tough. Ray McDonald, another guy who's probably going to get suspended for, you know, six games with this new policy. Lost Dante Whitner. I mean, they lost a lot of pieces. I mean, the offense can score points. So
I want to go out on a limb and say, like, the Cardinals. Would that be fun? Or that?
I love
like
the Cardinals.
Funny?
That NFC West is just going to – that's the worst part because everyone's going to get beat up in that division. Getting through the playoffs after that's going to be real tough for any of them.
All right, well, there it is, Broncos and the Packers. Anthony and I, you and I, we knew we'd get along.
You think the Broncos are winning that thing or what?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I think the Broncos will be the champions this year.
If they get back there and Peyton loses another one, he's probably just going to shoot himself in midfield after the game. So
actually, to be honest with you, if the Patriots make the Super Bowl, I think they beat the Packers too.
Ooh. Yeah, that defense got improved. If all their offensive weapons stay healthy, I wouldn't be shocked. It's amazing with how much depth and how many teams are in the NFC that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady every single year just still could win. It's unreal how good those guys are.
Just dominant.
It's unbelievable.
All right, we can always do more Super Bowl predictions or at least playoff predictions next week. Let's get back to some of the emails. I'm not going to go in order anymore. We only got 12 minutes left. I just want to go based off which subject lines I think are the most interesting. I haven't opened these emails yet. And then based off of that, that's who I think we should go with.
All right, man. You pick one, and then we'll go from there.
All right, so the first one, it just says, plain and simple, it's here! Exclamation point. Let's open that one up. All right, so this one's from Andrew. This one's nice and easy. Andrew from Cali. Sup, guys? Glad the season is finally upon us. I've got two quick questions, both PPR. Pick one. Emmanuel Sanders, Julian Edelman, Kendall Wright. What do you think, Ant? PPR League, three wide receivers here.
I think we got to stick with Emmanuel Sanders, man. He's the one guy I think who can get into the end zone out of these three for sure. I mean, Edelman and Ryder can get their catches, but Sanders has the best chance of scoring a touchdown.
Three of these four, Giovanni Bernard, Le'Veon Bell, Shane Vereen, Joik Bell, Danny Woodhead. And I said four, I really meant five.
Well, the first three, Gio, Le'Veon, Shane Vereen. I think those are your best bets as far as running backs, especially in a PPR league.
I agree with you.
All right.
Those are the three there. A very easy question from Andrew from Cali. That's how it's done, folks. Pick one, pick three, you name them, that's it. You give us your scoring format. We don't care about what happened in the eighth round of your draft and how your opponent's coffee fell on your next opponent's computer. We don't need to hear it. Andrew from Cali. Everyone take note from Andrew from Cali. Very quick, very easy, and good subject line. That's how we picked his email. Next one is FF Champs, killing it, exclamation point, 50 of them. This one is from Luke, and he needs to know who his flex option is. I need to know who to flex this week. Apparently these cats in this league are total noobs. My wife's coworkers. Wow.
Oh man.
Edelman went in the fourth round. Some defense went in the sixth. Garoppolo went in the tenth.
All right.
All right. So wait, who is this? We got to remember this guy. This is Luke. I like him. Luke G. Apparently these cats in this league are total noobs. My wife's coworkers. Wow, that's great. Great line there. Right now, his flex options are Zach Stacy, Andre Ellington, Kendall Wright, Monte Ball, Jamal Charles. Obviously, they're your starters. He's got Dez Bryant, Vincent Jackson, Emmanuel Sanders. All right, so basically, it's coming down to Zach Stacy or Andre Ellington. It's a standard scoring league.
Standard scoring league, yeah. I think Zach Stacy going up against the Minnesota Vikings, who I believe were the worst or second worst team in the league against the running backs. Giving up fantasy points last year, so I think Zach Stacy is going to have to be your guy, especially you know Sam Bradford.
Yeah,
he's going to get his touches this week.
Yeah, so I'm with you there. I think Stacy is the one to go with. I like that team, by the way. I guess
that's a nice team.
Yeah,
well, obviously there's noobs. Those cats are noobs, man.
Those cats are noobs. That's what we got to get. That's our new. Last year was Ice Up Sun. This year it's those cats are noobs.
All right, that's what we're using.
Next subject line is I figured. How did I know? Yo, yo, yo. Who do you think that's from?
That's my boy Russell, isn't it?
Russell in NYC.
There he
is. Tried to hang on to the phone line, but, wow. Shots fired here between callers and listeners on the Fantasy Football Champs program. Russell writes, tried hanging on the phone line, but Avi bogarted all the airtime. Shout out to Avi. All right. Here's my lineup. Brady Cutler, Demaryius Marshall, Kelvin Benjamin, Droich, Rashad Jennings, Toby Gerhart, Gronk, Kyle Rudolph. All right, thoughts on lineup, Cutler over Brady, what's with Gronk, Droich defensive start over Gerhart and Rashad Jennings. Okay, so, Anthony,
Russell.
Our boy Russell here is in a 12-team PPR league.
So we got, let's see, who's thinking, Cutler or Brady playing at his quarter? Well, obviously, if Brady's healthy, you're playing him. I mean, if Brady's not playing, you're playing Cutler. But if Brady plays, touchdown Tommy.
Right, touchdown Tommy over Cutler.
All right, tight end. What's up with Gronk?
Yeah. I don't think anything. I think he's going to play.
Yeah, Gronk's playing. If not, you got Kyle Rudolph as your backup. You're fine in the tight end position. Don't panic. And
Joy definitive start over Toby Gerhart and Rashad Jennings. I think so.
Yeah. Joik and who you like, Rashad or Toby Gerhart for that number two spot?
I like Rashad Jennings in the PPR.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to establish that run early with the Giants because that offense passing the ball looked very, very sad this preseason.
Yeah,
I mean, they got to pick it up. So Giants receivers and quarterbacks scare me, but Rashad Jennings, I like him more and more every day just because they're going to have to run that ball. I mean, he's the best offensive weapon they have at this point.
And in a PPR league, I think he'll catch a lot of passes.
Oh, he definitely, yeah, he's going to touch the ball a whole lot this year.
All right, going off of who has the best subject line in the email, I see a lot of draft grades. I'm a little bit beyond that. I mean, your team is your team by now. Two questions. All right, let's go with two questions. Oh, Dan Martin. I think we already answered Dan's questions before, didn't we?
Anyway. I don't remember seeing him today.
No? All right. Have one question for these two leagues. If I can get a quick grade, no, that's not happening. By the way, both teams were drafted through FF Champs. Cheat sheets, plug. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Team 1, non-PPR league. Running backs get 12 points for receiving touchdowns. Ooh,
wow.
I like that. Tempted to put in Emmanuel Sanders in the flex over Chris Johnson. I don't know. Not with that Chris Johnson 12 points.
Yeah.
That, I liked it. Very interesting. All right, so he's got Stafford, Vereen, Ellington, Calvin Johnson, Jeffrey, Cameron, Chris Johnson. So basically, this is a flex question. Do we think Chris Johnson is going to have a receiving touchdown this week? If we don't, then Emmanuel Sanders goes in.
man, how do you predict if he's going to catch a touchdown? I mean, yeah, just predicting a touchdown's tough enough, but
right.
This is even worse, getting 12 points for a receiving touchdown for one of these guys, because you're going to kick yourself in the head even harder if Chris Johnson does score. I mean, I'm feeling more comfortable putting Emmanuel Sanders in just because I can't predict Chris Johnson scoring a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, I think Emmanuel Sanders goes in there, too.
I think that's your best bet.
All right, we always typically reserve the last few minutes of the show to help out our producer, Kevin Collins. Kevin, I know I'm sure you have a ton of questions for your starting lineup. Do you want to ask him, or do you want to just go over it off the air?
I actually don't have a lot of questions, thanks to your help the other night, Bill.
Really?
Yeah, I think the fact that you were kind of with me to hold my hand a little bit for the draft, I mean, I think most of my stuff, at least this week, is pretty cut and dry.
Who'd you get sniped on? You got sniped on a couple people.
The Hill kid, the tailback.
Jeremy Hill, yep.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
Yeah, you said, oh, no, he'll be there.
There was one other guy, but I forget, so he couldn't have been that important.
It was Golden Tate?
Yes, it was Golden Tate. Him and Kendall Wright both went and, like, you know, within three picks, and I think I had four guys picking in front of me.
Anthony, did you have any snipes? Like, did you get sniped in any of your leagues this year?
Oh, of course I did. I mean, it happens every single year, does it not? I mean, now, the league I do with all my buddies at my house, not really. A lot of those guys use ESPN scoring sheets and cheat sheets. I have no worries about them. They don't know what they're doing. But we got a couple. I got three more guys in my league using FF Champs this year, so I got a little more competition.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I did an online league on Friday. Same thing. You know, a couple spots here and there, they just... You know, and nothing that really killed me, but at the same time, you just have your heart set on someone. You're like, all right, I got five guys I like, six picks till me, and then you're just like, all right, well, all five are gone, and then you just kind of go into panic mode a little bit. But,
yeah,
you know, yeah, as long as you got a game plan going in and you're watching, if you keep track of that on the draft tracker, that's your best friend, because you're saying, all right, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, blah, blah, whatever. So draft tracker, man, draft tracker.
That feeling of knowing who you want to take, and waiting each pick, and then the guy takes his full 2 minutes, and then you got to wait another guy, and you're like, oh, he might take him here. That anxiety, almost like that pressure buildup in your stomach to see if you're that guy's going to land on your team, it's unlike any other feeling. Like, it is, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. I mean, like, that draft Friday, Shane Vereen, he's a guy, I was like, all right, fourth, fifth round, I'm going to... like beginning of the third round, some things just went so crazy I couldn't even believe it. So stuff like that, you can't even kick yourself for. It's not your fault. You know, when you should be drafting them, if someone makes a reach on them, you know, good for them. You can't kick yourself for that.
No,
the one thing I just looked at, Bill, real quick,
I knew there had to be something.
Well, no, I remember you and I talking when I was drafting, and you had me take Chris Johnson. I forget which round it was, and then we got later in the draft, and you were like, all right, we're looking at who's there, and you were like, why not take Chris Ivory just so you have that option?
Right.
So I have both of them. It looks like both of them are splitting the work when it came to the preseason and the practice reps. So who would you'd leave Johnson in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That was your question?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, other than that, I just have injury worries because all of a sudden all these cues started popping up next to my guys when there was nothing earlier in the week. So.
Okay. As we are wrapping up today's show... one of my favorite comedians passed away today at the age of 81, so I just do want a quick RIP to Joan Rivers. She was one of my favorite guests on the Howard Stern Show, but that was so sad.
She was so funny, man. She is funny.
She's great.
My girl watches that Fashion Police. Dude, that show has me rolling every time I see her because she don't care. She'll say what she wants, and I love it.
That's what you got to love about her.
Oh, my gosh. She was hilarious, yeah.
81 years old. Still look pretty good.
She did. I mean,
a lot of plastic
easy,
surgery,
Bill. Easy.
Yeah, a lot.
That's fine. That's all right. Hey. But what was she in, like a coma? And then she just never woke up?
Yeah, I believe that's what happened. I'm not sure how it came to be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
One night
all
with
the facts.
Bill Enright put her in a coma.
That's it. I don't even know how to come back from that, Kev.
We'll be back next Tuesday.
That's it. That's it. Good luck, everybody. All right.
Straight from
that's
that to the bongo music.
God. Any last-minute words from Kevin Collins? What do you got?
Just pray for Tom Brady, apparently.
Oh, that's not a good way to go off.
No, I hope everything's okay.
I don't know who started that rumor, but I'm not even going to.
Yeah, don't even address. Don't even address it.
I'm not even going to say it.
Just hope that Bill comes out tomorrow and says everything's fine. That's what we hope for.
Anthony, what do you got?
Fun fact about Antonio Brown against Joe Hayden last year, 15 for 24, 179 yards and a touchdown in two games.
There you go.
Hayden can't stop him either.
He's the PPR monster. Anthony Grace, follow him on Twitter, at the PPR monster. Follow Kevin Collins, at PatsRadio_Kev. I am Bill Enright, signing off. Week 1, 2014, NFL
football
season. It is here. Best of luck in your fantasy football leagues this week. Hopefully next Tuesday when we're back, we get a lot of wins, a lot of calls and emails from people thanking us for their wins. Have fun this weekend. Enjoy it. Football's back, people.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.